global chaos, deception rising, prophecy unfolding. This is the earthquake of truth. What Jesus warned is happening right now. The unfiltered, uncensored truth starts now.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas, and that's Mr. David Paxton joining us all the way from New York City. How's it going in the Big Apple, David?
It's pretty good. I mean, the race is heating up, so that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody, not even the Democrats, like the Democrats. So, sleep like that.
Yeah, they seem like they're running from him. And, if they were smart, they'd combine themselves or something, you know. But I think they're all too vain. You know, it's got to be me or nobody, you know.
And that's what it is. And you know what it is? The Mamdani or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He's put in there by the elites because what they want to do is bring all the Muslims in to cause the chaos and the mayhem. Mm-hmm. And the Muslims think, oh, this is great. And then we can get Allah to go in here. But they don't realize that the greater powers that be are actually using them as pawns to come in and cause the chaos so they can come in and take over. And then they're going to destroy them in the same way they use Hamas, you know?
Yeah, much the same. So, all right, David, go ahead and pray us into the show because we got a lot to cover today.
Oh, we got a lot. You ready? We got a lot.
I am ready to go.
A lot. All right. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you, Father, for the word that goes forth from this show. We thank you that we can be part of the harvest where we're reaping the souls of the seeds you have planted out as we go. And we pray, Father, for your return, the return of Jesus, actually, in any second now. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, I'm going to show you what we are going to be talking about today. The deception, a global virus of spiritual fraud, wars and rumors of wars, the earth on edge, famine, pestilence, and earthquakes, nature and judgment collide. And we'll also talk about persecution, division, and false prophets rising. Basically, what we are going to discuss here is watching Matthew 24 come to life right before our eyes, like right now. So, I mean, there's a lot to it here. So I'm going to go ahead and just start this up real quick. And we need to kind of preface it first. So I'm going to go with this one. The foundation scripture that we're dealing with here is Matthew 24, verses 3 through 11 from the King James Version. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things be, and what will be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I'm the Christ,' and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Now, it goes on here, one more slide. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets arise, and shall deceive many." David, real quick, go over that, and I'm going to put the first part of it back up on screen just for a second where people can read it carefully, and just let everybody know what that basically means before we get going good.
Well, basically, I mean, this is right after the chicken event, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
This is right after Jesus stepped away from Israel and said, you know, "Jerusalem, I would have gathered you like a hen gathers her chickens, but you wouldn't. So now your house is left desolate." Mm-hmm. And that's where they've been for the last 2,000 years and change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they won't see him again until they say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Now, for them to be able to do that, they would have to come back into being a nation. So for anyone says, "Oh, Israel, you know, it can't be the real Israel because they're still apostate." Well, No, they have to get gathered together so they can together say, you know, that blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it's just by the very nature, they would have to be apostate when they come together. It's not going to like all over the world and then say it and go, oh, okay, now we accept Jesus and now we're back. No, yeah. As a nation, they'll come back.
Yeah.
But just by common sense, they would have to come together and not be saved yet. And then receive salvation. But this is when the apostles asked Jesus, hey, when are all these things going to happen? They thought at this moment that he was going to take over the world back then.
Right then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wasn't. And it says that too, because it says, you know, we read verse 3, it says, what shall be the sign of thy coming in the end of the world? Mm-hmm. Well, you got to go back to the old English. That's the end of the age. The word is aeon. And it's not the end of the world. This is not when the whole world explodes. That's not until after the 1,000-year reign. This is the end of this age, okay? And it specifically says the end of this period of time, because they were expecting a different period of time to come, as known as a dispensation. Mm-hmm. That's why we're dispensationalists. So anyone who doesn't think in dispensations... and you say that's not in the Bible, it's all over the Bible. And if you think there is no dispensations, and I'd like to find out where you do your daily sacrifices, and the lamb that's coming out, where do you actually, you know, do that right now? Because that was the dispensation back then. So don't even start there. The end of this age, and that's what they were talking about. They thought the end of the age was then, but it's actually the end of the age is now. Now, since this is all of the things that are going to take place in that period just before he actually returns. So you got to realize they're talking about him coming to return to rule and reign.
Right.
And that's what, because that's the question they ask him. When are you going to take over, basically? Mm-hmm. And he says, well, it was not right now. And even in Acts chapter 1, he said, well, now are you going to take over? And he's like, not right now. It's not you're not supposed to know these things.
Well, you know, I've got an idea, David, that, you know, he rode in on a donkey through the eastern gate, just as was prophesied, right? So I'm certain that the disciples knew of these scriptures, and they see him riding a donkey as prophesied through the eastern gate as prophesied, and now they're getting their puffing their chests out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here comes the king, and we're the king's men, so, you know, things going to get good here real quick. And everything went south before they even got a chance to...
That's when they were supposed to. And that was actually the point where he was going to come in and take over, and then the Jews rejected him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, time out. Little parentheses going on here. Mm-hmm. Now, he knew this was going to happen, but that still had to play out.
Right.
Because he's Almighty God.
Yeah.
When we get to heaven, we'll figure out all the time stuff. It's like a Star Trek episode. But here we are. He's talking about the end of the age now. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, since you didn't receive me, you're going to see all of these different things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no mention of the rapture in here at all.
No.
So you can't say, oh, look, there's the rapture when he returns. No.
Right.
The rapture is when he takes his bride home, not when he returns.
Right.
It's different.
Right. 100%.
Okay.
All right, now let's look at this. Now, this is the deception, okay? This is a global virus of spiritual fraud. This comes from verse 4 of Matthew 24, where it says, take heed that no man deceive you. Across the world, deception now wears the robes of religion, science, politics, and entertainment. The rise of false Christs and messianic figures. Globally, spiritual movements are emerging where charismatic leaders proclaim divine identity or authority. In Brazil, India, and Africa, individuals are gathering massive followings by declaring themselves to be Christ reincarnate, promising health, wealth, or cosmic enlightenment. AI-enhanced avatars are claiming to be spiritual guides based on Jesus' teaching and becoming widely used in the West, offering false peace while avoiding repentance and truth. And I'm just going to keep rolling it here. Churches across the Western world have removed the cross, denied the resurrection, redefined sin, and embraced socialism under the guise of love. Deception has infiltrated pulpits where many now teach inclusion without transformation and salvation, and even without repentance. Religious interfaith betrayal, that's global elites promoting interfaith harmony while marginalizing Bible-believing Christians. The World Religion Summit and UN faith coalitions are pushing a unified global ethnic, erasing distinctions between Christ and false gods, fulfilling prophecy that many will be deceived. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, here we are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the Antichrist, you know, for how many generations did people try and figure out what does it mean, the image of the beast?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so they surmise, oh, it's going to be a statue. And then we got into, the $6 million man. So now he was going to be a bionic kind of a man.
Yeah.
The Antichrist is going to die. And then we got into holograms for a while. They can do that. And now you can actually have, AI can produce an image. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason AI can't produce a holographic image.
Right.
And send it anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, AI is not intelligence. There's no sentient there
it
at search, all.
Searches the web. That's what it does. Searches
yeah.
the
so web. So it's basically just, it's gathering information. It's a mm-hmm. tool that gathers information, be mm-hmm. it, words, be it pixels on a picture, mm-hmm. be it sounds. It just gathers information and spits it back out. The problem becomes now the spirit of Antichrist, which mm-hmm. is sentient, will take over and use all those tools to create what looks like the real Christ, because mm-hmm. he'll be able to do miracles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here we are, ever pressing forth to an image of this beast, which is, because it's not the real beast, it's just an image of the beast who appears mm-hmm. to be able to do all these things.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, but AI is super easy to detect. Both of the words that come out, but even the pictures, people say, oh, the pictures are so real. No, there's three main things you can do, with images that that it's AI.
David, I'm putting you full screen for a minute because I got to grab something. Keep going.
What are we grabbing? All right. So since we're talking about AI pictures, like the one behind us, that's an AI one. They come out pretty cool, but if you zoom in on that and if you go in, you'll see how it's all ordered. There's no natural flow to the pixels that are in there, and you can see that when you zoom in. You could see it literally like it was built like a robot. But then there's vanishing points and mm-hmm. there's improper shadows. That's not even mentioning the when they have seven fingers or
right.
Hands on backwards and all those things.
Yeah, well, we don't hide it. If we do something AI, just like David was doing there, he created that AI and he's pointing it out to you. Anything that we do like that, we're perfectly fine talking about.
Yeah, that's obviously not Jesus in front of the
Eastern Gate. Exactly.
Right,
yeah. Anyway, what I needed to do,
but the
David,
point is, we know it's AI, just like we know if it's a painting. So it's not the wrong. If I did a painting and said, "Oh no, look, this is a real picture," you'd be like, "You're an idiot." Well, this is just a painting, basically.
Well, what I went and got, David, I needed to grab this little thing here where it makes sense for a change. Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know that at The Last Christian, we're dedicated to delivering the unfiltered, uncensored truth of God's word and the urgent prophetic message for our time. But we can't do it without you. Our ministry relies 100% on the generosity of our listeners. And if you believe in what we're doing, reaching the lost, equipping the faithful, and sounding the alarm, please do consider making a direct donation to us today at lastchristian.net. But there's also another simple way to support us. You can just shop through our affiliate partners. Now, when you purchase the everyday items that you already use from trusted brands like Everyday Dose Coffee, The Conservative Store, Christian Book, Prime Ancestral Protein Bars, you're also helping fund our mission. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it makes a world of difference. So whether you give directly or shop through our links, your support helps us continue proclaiming the gospel until the trumpet sounds. So visit lastchristian.net today and support the mission. So that's what I grabbed off the printer, David. I forgot to get it before we got going there. So
there it is.
Yeah, I wanted something that, you know, where we weren't just kind of trying to figure out what we were going to say as we were going. So anyway, going on here, we're going to look at wars and rumors of wars yet. Now, this ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's verse 6. So you've got a Middle East explosive flashpoint. That's Israel faces constant military threats from Hezbollah in Lebanon, proxy attacks from Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq, and ongoing rocket fire from Gaza. Rumors of Iran's breakout to nuclear capability have led Israel to begin direct action. Turkish and Russian military advisors are expanding operations in Syria. The prophetic rumor is becoming a reality. On the Eastern Front, Russia, Ukraine, and NATO, Russia's war in Ukraine escalates with renewed threats of tactical nuclear weapons. NATO responses, troop buildups, and defensive missile systems are increasing the risk of broader European war. Finland and Sweden joining NATO has just enraged our friends there in Russia. Then you got the China-Taiwan conflict. The Chinese Communist Party continues aggressive military drills around Taiwan, rehearsing a full invasion. U.S. warships in the region combined with Japanese and Australian forces reflect rising tensions. War is whispered daily in Pacific airspace. Then you got Africa and South America, the forgotten wars, civil unrest in Sudan, Ethiopia, and Sahel, I believe that is, continues to spread, displacing millions. And then you got drug cartels. Wars in Latin America, particularly in Mexico, Ecuador, and Venezuela, are causing near collapse of civil order in many regions. So you've got the fulfillment of scripture here. Conflicts are erupting on multiple continents as global instability now feels like the tremor before the quake. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, lots of fun going on there. Mm-hmm. You see it all over Europe. Everybody's fighting. They're mm-hmm. fighting back. All the countries are like, we've had enough with these immigrants. Mm-hmm. They're not refugees. They're vast majority of fighting age men, right, coming mm-hmm. by themselves. They're not refugees at all. They're coming in because they're trying to invade. There's no reason for them to come over there. Go back home. You love mm-hmm. your country so much. You're waving a flag. Go yeah. back home. And that's what's happening to the point of violence now. They're starting to do it. And we're seeing that here as well. And I think that's what they want. So on one point, yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, you have to address the threat with violence because that's all they understand. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of that, you know, we talked about it opening the show, is they're sending these people over to these countries on purpose because they know they're going to strike up violence. Mm-hmm. And that's when they want to step in when there's the civil war. Okay. And now, you know, they're about to, you know, arrest Obama and a couple of his cohorts. What's his name? Shifty Shift, yeah, too. Uh-huh. They have all the evidence they need for treason. Yes, imagine that. Mm-hmm. When was the last time we, you know, got something? It was before I was born that we got someone for treason. You hear yeah. about it. You know, yeah. Benedict Arnold of the world. But yeah. imagine that. Imagine well, that. They get him and convict him of treason.
Obama's
imagine
off the
civil war. That's what I'm trying to say.
Obama's off the hook. I'm going to, you know, if you guys are out there really thinking that they're going to arrest Barack Obama, I don't think it's going to happen. And if it did, I believe that he would use the Constitution against them pretty fast and get released. What I'm talking about there is that you can't hold a president accountable for what he does while he's in office. And, you know, it's kind of weird, but that's, you know, they were trying to do it to Trump, and it's, you know, they ran into the same obstacle. They had to.
Well, here's the thing. If they, what happened is they found out that he's not a legitimate president because of the birth certificate. They actually Maybe. Found out that it was fake. Yeah. And if that's the case, then he wasn't president, and therein lies their, well, sorry.
Yeah,
you weren't really the president, so we could do anything yeah. we want.
Well, now, so, you know, even if they let Obama off the hook, there's so many others. But mm-hmm. for those of you that are not hearing this stuff from the media that you watch, then you're going to have to understand something. We do not talk about what they talk about because they have no clue what they're saying. We tell you the truth and give you the facts. And the fact is this. They now have documentation which proves that Barack Obama ordered the Justice Department to make up, you heard it correctly, make up evidence to that Trump was not elected legitimately and that there was a Russian hoax. Now, there was a couple of people under him in the CIA and in the FBI and across the deep state that ran with that and gave him exactly what he wanted. And then they came back to him and said, Mr. President, we can't find anything. And he said, okay, then make it up and come back. And that's exactly what they did. And again, I'm not making this up. This is a fact. If you don't believe me, look it
documented
up. For God's sakes, look it up.
You got the emails, there. The letters, everything.
Yeah, it's all there. Okay. He's a crook. He's a jerk. You know, and he, yes, he committed treason against the United States of America. Now, they might get him on that. Okay. But they're going to get Brennan. They're going to get Comey. They're going to get. Liz the Whiz out there, what are you know, the crazy,
Cheney.
Yeah, they're going to get her too. You know, they're going to get these people. They also found out that Biden did not order the auto pen signatures for the point for all these pardons. Okay, he said, well, there was a whole bunch of names. That was his excuse. There's a whole bunch of names. I did them, but it was a whole bunch of names. I can't remember a single one of them except Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, you know,
so he didn't even know.
Yeah, and there's even a call for, well, is this new Supreme Court justice, is she legit? Well, again, I'm going to kind of bust your bubble if you think she's not. Biden is seen physically nominating her, so whether he was in his right mind or not, that's probably going to stick, unfortunately, because she's dumber than a stick, okay? But anyway, that's what I got to say about that, David. I know you got a lot to add. Go ahead.
Well, wouldn't that be funny if they actually proved his doppelganger was the one who did that? So,
I've got a feeling it's the vice president's chief of staff. Understand that he was scary. People didn't even like talking to him. Go ahead.
Wow, that's interesting. But these are all the things, and this is what he's talking about. And these, it says nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom in Matthew 24. You got to understand that's a realm. It's not talking about, this in the nation, they're ethnic groups. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're ethnic groups and they're realms, but they didn't King James are like, oh, what does this mean? Well, it must be the nations and the different kingdoms. Cause they had a kingdom, the kingdom of England, the kingdom of this. No. This whole thing, if you look at it, it's talking in a spiritual sense. And even when they said they'll come eating and drinking, and that's a scary thought because it's like eating the flesh and drinking the blood. It's talking about pagan rituals.
Right.
And this is talking about ethnic groups and spiritual realms, like a royalty, not just a separate nation in the kingdom. It's really much, much deeper, especially if you get the Hebrew version of Matthew. There's so much more that are based into it. So that's always fun and exciting. This is what's happening now. Because why is all of a sudden everyone in the world is talking about the same thing? Oh, there's immigrants from Islam coming into our country and trying to take over. It's the same thing all over the world. What are they, you know, pick a country and go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sent them out on purpose, and this is... This is the beast system trying to wiggle its way into the world system.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard a news report where, and I'm talking on any station, any of them, where they said that an illegal, for lack of a better word, I know people don't like to hear that, but anyway, that an illegal alien kill somebody, whether on purpose or by accident. Have you ever heard it where they didn't have a rap sheet about the length of your arm? I mean, you know, where they didn't just come in, they've got no record anywhere. Have you ever seen one like that? Because everyone I've ever seen has got, they've got criminal charges against them in their own country and probably criminal charges against them here in this country too.
Well, that's why they're here, you know? There's that whole, we see that big old line that they got coming from the other countries, and everyone's, you know, if they're such refugees in such bad shape down there, why are they all fat? Why are they all got new clothes? Why do they all have cell phones?
Yeah.
You know, and well, they're coming up and like, then they're in buses and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. But yeah, that's to hide all the bad ones inside, the ones that are infiltrating. Oh, let's just put all these people. But they're being trafficked. Some of them, you know, they steal the kids. There's, now that you're here, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to go back home? You're 17,000 miles from home. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do? We're here. We're taking your kid. We're going to kill you or take you. And man, they're just all being used. And our government was paying for it. So
yeah,
thank God we're doing what we're doing at least now.
Yeah, they were actually flying some in. Biden actually flew some illegals into the country. That's unbelievable, but it's true. Look it up if you don't believe me. But I understand now that there are about a million, I know for sure they were illegals, but I'm thinking that these might be the good ones. Not the bad ones, but the good ones. There's about a million of them that have already self-deported back into Mexico, and they're trying to, you know, figure out what they can do in order to get on the list to come to the United States legally.
Right.
And because of the fact that they did self-deport, they are eligible to come back into the United States legally. However, if they wait around and they get picked up by ICE, that disqualifies them from ever being allowed to come back into the country legally. Mm-hmm. Now, I get that information from Christy Noem, who is the in Homeland Security. What you call it?
Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She's in charge of that. So when she says it, you better believe it. And you know, she went down to El Salvador and was in that prison, toured that prison down there. And that didn't look too comfortable with about 200 people in a cell, but, you know.
They'd be begging to go to Alligator Alcatraz if they go there. Please, send me to Florida.
For real, yeah. But now
I'd rather go down there. They got air conditioning and toilets.
All right, well, we have not even really touched much of this so far. We're going to get into what's going on in nature right now. You guys are going to really, really enjoy this segment coming up. That'll be the first thing in the second half of the show. And then we're going to get into persecution and false prophets, and got some information from some countries out there that you're going to be surprised to hear about, I believe. And then I doubt we'll have time to get to it. I'm probably going to have to save it for another show. But there's something going on. If you remember the Nephilim from Genesis chapter, what was it, 6?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
There's a lot of spots in it. The
happening
giants.
Again. We'll be back after the break.
Are you ready to deepen your walk with Jesus? Join Norman Smith on Run with Horses, the weekly radio show dedicated to helping you follow Jesus well. In Jeremiah 12:5, God challenges us to pick up the pace and prepare to run with horses. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. The journey is tough, but always worth it. Tune in every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net for an all-new edition of Run with Horses. Explore topics like biblical discipleship, healthy marriage, and building a godly family. Don't miss Run with Horses every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, right here on KRRB, revelationradio.net. For more information or to listen to past broadcasts, be sure to visit runwithhorses.net.
Break free from fear, pain, and spiritual confusion. Step into total freedom with Rena Lynn, author, speaker, and host of the bold new radio show airing Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net. Rena Lynn brings you real talk on real issues, narcissistic abuse, spiritual warfare, and the emotional battles we all face. With biblical insight and raw honesty, she helps you confront darkness and step into healing. Explore her gripping preparation for the End book series, including the latest release, Intriguing Truth, a powerful journey of faith, trauma, and redemption. dive into her books, sign up for the newsletter, and discover upcoming challenges designed to help you walk the walk, take spiritual authority, and find your ministry. Join the movement. Find your voice. Experience total freedom with Rena Lynn, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net.
KRRB, Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to support Christian values in a world that's turning further from truth? The Last Christian Radio Show is 100% listener supported. Every broadcast, every platform, every message, we rely on you to keep the mission going. You can donate directly at lastchristian.net. Every gift matters, no matter the size. Or, here's the best part. You can help just by purchasing the everyday products you already use from our trusted partners. The Conservative Store, Everyday Dose Coffee, Prima Ancestral Protein Bars, and Christian Book, each offering quality products you'll love. And every purchase through our links helps fuel this ministry. Visit lastchristian.net today to stand with us, pray with us, and support the mission.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton in New York. And, David, we're going to get right back into this and we'll start talking about something that, you know, we hear global warming or climate change or whatever. But anyway, in Matthew, we have famine, pestilence, and earthquakes. Nature and judgment collide. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. That's verse 6. So you got global famine and food instability. That's Africa, which includes Somalia, Ethiopia, and the Sahel face drought. Induced starvation. In Asia, rice crops in India and Southeast Asia are devastated by floods. And then in Europe, you've got farmland across Germany, France, and Italy suffering yield losses due to unprecedented heat waves. And moving right along here, in post-COVID, new waves of viral outbreaks are appearing. You got Marburg virus in Africa. I have no idea what that is. I've never heard of it before. Avian flu, mutations that are affecting humans. Got antibiotic-resistant superbugs in Europe and Asia. You got a mystery respiratory illness sweeping through livestock in North America. And then you'll notice I really highlighted the fact that this comes from the World Health Organization, warning of a new pestilence that they call Disease X. In other words, they hadn't figured out what to call it yet. This is a potential future outbreak of another pandemic. So they're already preparing everybody for another pandemic, David. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. Then you've got earthquakes have rocked unusual locations. You've got Iceland volcanic quakes. The east coast of the United States has seen tremors. David, we were in Dallas when one hit New York. Then devastating quakes in Afghanistan and Turkey. Global earthquake frequency has increased both in number and magnitude since 2020. Geologists confirm that the Earth's tectonic activity is intensifying, signaling a warning echo that the groaning of the Earth, as is mentioned in Romans 8:22. So you've got the fulfillment here. Nature, once stable, is now unraveling as creation reacts to sin, just as Jesus warned. What do you think about all that, David?
Yeah, that's, again, great fun. But in Revelation 11, and we're in verse 18, it says, "The nations were angry, and thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they shall be judged, and they shall give us the reward unto thy servants, the prophets." So it's all this upheaval, right? So a reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and he will destroy them which destroy the earth. Okay? So that's what we have to look at here. Obviously, we have sin, and sin has caused the second law of thermodynamics, which is entropy. Everything's falling apart, basically, is what entropy says. All things work towards the destruction of itself, and it loses, you know, it loses power, loses energy, and it's just deteriorating. Every last thing you do in the universe is deteriorating. Even the speed of light is deteriorating. Even though most people will laugh at that, it's demonstrable. But now, since we're at the end, all these elites know that, hey, our DNA is not going to last that long. There's every successive generation, there's a loss in information. It's deteriorating as well. So, but they think they're the elites and they don't want to tell everybody. So they move into these things like, you know, gene therapy and all these. Now they got these medicines and now they want to, oh, you'll live for 1,000 years if you put this chip in your head and we can put your body into a machine. Well, why are you talking about all these things? Why are you talking about going to Mars because the Earth is going to destroy itself? Well, Mars is in the same boat. First of all, try to get there, number one.
Right.
Number two, it's really cold and there's no water.
Right.
You know, and what are you going to do there? You're not going to get there. No. You know, the demons tried that already. It's not going to work. But that's when Jesus comes back and says, I will destroy those who destroy the earth. How are they destroying the earth? Because all of these things we talked about are manipulated on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. They get more and more of this nuclear stuff. That's cracking the earth up. Sorry, that it is. And that's what they're trying to do. So you got nuclear bombs and the ones that they're talking about now, 100 times stronger than Hiroshima. Yeah. Imagine that blowing up. You're going to shake the earth a bit. Okay. And then things are going to melt. And then, you know, when Jesus comes back and he sets them all off at once, yeah, the mountains are going to melt and the islands are going to flee away because it's his presence is going to come and do all that. And that's when he says he's going to destroy them all. So we got the chemtrails, you got the weather manipulation. That's why everything's flooding, which causes all of the famines and causes all the chaos we see in the book of Revelation. It's all man-made, okay, because of the things they're doing. And then they're trying to do that on purpose, because if they can cause chaos around the world, they can bring in their one world leader. It's all part of the story.
Well, you know, they're right now, I am hearing of an earthquake like a 7 on the Richter scale or above basically every day of the week now. I'm not saying it's the very same location, but I'm saying in diverse places, as the Bible says, you're seeing these really big earthquakes that are happening. And then on top of that, you have earthquakes in the hundreds that are happening in certain places that at least register on the Richter scale. They're more than just a little shake here and there. They're a real earthquake. But, you know, it's just like here. We in Texas, we have tornadoes, okay? And so you've got an F5 or an EF5 is the worst tornado. That's one you don't want to see coming. That's the bad boy. But you also have the EF0. And you know, it is a very, very small tornado, but it is a small, it is a tornado. And I'll give you a quick example. I know that we had an EF0 in my backyard, without a doubt. Okay. And I'm going to tell you why. We have a really large trampoline, and it weighs probably 300 pounds, you know, with all the metal and everything. And it's actually down with blocks on the legs just to, for a little extra security, because we got grandkids, right? So I went, or the kids came in one morning after a night of storms, and they said, Papa Joe, our trampoline's gone, but it's over at the neighbor's house. And I was like, what? Now, I mean, I've got an elderly neighbor that lives over here, okay? And so I walked outside, and sure enough, the trampoline is over in his yard, about, 50 yards, I guess. And it's upside, you know, it's sitting up straight, just like it was put there initially. Now, keep in mind that there is a 4-foot chain link fence between where it took off and where it landed. Now, if you have a straight line wind that's really rough, it might move that trampoline. But it would move it into the fence, and if the wind was strong enough, maybe it'd knock the fence down. But it's not going to get underneath the trampoline, pick it up, over 4 feet in the air, move it 50 feet, and then lay it back down again. It's not going to do that. But a tornado could. And that's the reason I say that an EF0 hit, and actually we had, when I called the insurance people out, because we say had some other damage, I called the insurance people out and I showed it to them, and they said, oh yeah, it was a tornado, no doubt. So, you know, again, an EF0, if it, you know, had it hit our house, and maybe it did, it didn't do any damage at all, but it could move that trampoline with ease because it, you know, just wasn't anything there. So, you're going to see all of these natural things happening, and we're seeing them happen, as I said, more and more frequently. You're seeing the big ones, David. They're hitting almost every day, and I know you follow earthquakes, right?
Yeah, I got a little app on the iPad, and it's really cool. It tells you, you can set it to whatever you want, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had it at 5, and it, you know, I was like, all right, this is too many. Put it up to 6. Yeah. Well, time to look at them all. I get it. They're increasing. Okay. And that's because the earth is just going to be melted. So, as far as the tornado goes, I think in Banana Ball, one of the players invented the tornado catch.
Oh, yeah.
They did the backflip catch where they'll catch a ball in the outfield and they'll catch it and do a backflip while they're catching it.
Yeah.
And that's a trick play. That's an out. But this guy invented the tornado. So he'll spin around or jump up and spin around and catch it. And then, so now that's one of his signature trick plays.
Oh, okay.
And then he wears a cape when he's playing baseball.
That's crazy.
Superman.
That is crazy. All right. Okay.
The tornado catch. I like that.
Let's look at this one, David. This is persecution, division, and false prophets are rising. The quote here from verse 9 is, "Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you." The global Christian persecution, look at Africa. You got thousands of Christians are being slaughtered by Islamic militias in Nigeria and Sudan. In China, they have house churches are being raided now. Believers are jailed and Bibles are burned. In the Middle East, you convert from Islam or face death sentences. It says, or exile. I have never seen them kick anybody out, but I've seen them kill a lot. In India, Hindu nationalists persecute Christians under a new anti-conversion law. Then here in the Western world, legal persecution rises as biblical truth is labeled hate speech. So you got Christian teachers, business owners, and pastors facing lawsuits, fines, and cancellations of their shows or goods. And look at Mr. Pillowman there. I think he had his, what was his name? The MyPillow thing. About the only station you can get
Mike
on
Lindell.
Now. Yeah. About the only thing you can get on now is Fox, I think. Then you got hatred for his namesake. The name of Jesus Christ is now the most censored word on major platforms. Secular governments increasingly restrict public prayer, evangelism, and biblical teaching under inclusivity policies.
Inclusivity.
I tried twice. Okay. Sometimes my mouth just won't work. Offense. Betrayal and division. Families are split over things like politics, gender identities, and COVID policies. Christians are being betrayed by neighbors, reported for intolerant speech, and punished for refusing to bow to cultural idols. We see that quite a bit, especially the reporting stuff. Online influencers and Christian mystics claim new revelation apart from Scripture. Prosperity gospel teachers continue to fleece the desperate. Popular preachers deny hell, affirm sin, and invite worldly compromise in the name of relevance. And then you got AI-generated sermons and synthetic prophecy now flooding things like TikTok and YouTube. And I'm going to show one here, David, and I'll let you respond to all this. This came out of China. You guys can go to End Time Headlines. Just type that in, End Time Headlines, and you can see this full report. It's very long. But what they have here is that China has launched a new Christian crackdown with facial recognition cameras inside churches. What they are requiring of churches now is that they put a camera in every corner of the church to where they can keep up with it. And if they don't, if they do something that the government doesn't like, they will shut the church down. So they're having to be very, very careful with that. And, of course, they're looking at house churches, too. bad news for the Chinese, you're still going to have a lot of converts. In fact, you'll probably have more than you would have if you hadn't tried.
Yeah, you'll probably have a lot more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead, David. You're an expert on this.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, right from the early church, that's what they said. You know, the even the Romans are like, wow, the more we kill them, the more they multiply. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and that's, it just goes even to their pagan gods, you know, the Medusa, that they think, you're going to cut off a head of a snake and it grows more. They stole that because that's what happens to believers. Mm-hmm. If you start to kill them, that just produces more because people say, wow, they stayed right to the end, mm-hmm. Even regardless of facing death.
Right.
And that's what we see. You know that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was actually from a guy who was in, I forget what tribe. I gotta look it up again. But the guy, he became a Christian, and his whole tribe came out against him and said, you know, we're going to kill you. And he says, well, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. And so he wrote that, and he says, and then he said, though none go with me, still I will follow. Mm-hmm. And the world behind me, the cross before me, those were his quotes. So they made a song out of it. And
they
then killed him.
Didn't they kill his entire family?
Yep. They killed his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And then and they all said the same thing. So, and it turned out that because of that, the entire village was saved after that.
Uh-huh. Like,
They felt bad that they killed him. It's like, I guess it turned out okay. I don't know. Now that they're all in heaven. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where that came from. And that's what happens. People will see that. And that's why during this this terrible time that's coming up, we're going to see the greatest harvest in history.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that.
It's happening right now. You know.
And during the tribulation, I mean, just read Revelation chapter 7. Mm-hmm. And you got the 144,000, right? Mm-hmm. And then right after that, it says, then I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, from mm-hmm. every race, language, nation, and tongue. So that's a lot of people if you can't number them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It kind of goes back to Genesis again with the stars that you can't count and the grains of sand mm-hmm. that you can't count either. You know, it's about the same thing there, right?
So all these programs we're doing now, praise God, will be around even after the rapture.
Yeah.
And then you guys, now's the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, you missed the rapture, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You can still rule and reign with us.
Yeah.
Look at the end of Revelation and check it out and just receive him now and don't be afraid of the enemy. He's a little light in the loafers there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I didn't expect that we would have this much time left, but we do. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce this, and I'm going to tell you guys now, we're going to have a whole show about this at some point, not just about this one particular thing, but in multiple things that add up to what I think is, as in the days of Noah, that's written about way back in Genesis. So let's look at this real quick. Let me see. We just had that one, so let me start here. All right, you got hatred for my namesake, and I did it again, didn't I? Okay, that's mm-hmm. fine. Okay, I'll play stupid. I don't care. This is what I want to talk about, man playing God, the new Nephilim, okay? Now, everybody's heard of this IVF or in vitro, what is it called, David?
In vitro fertilization.
In vitro fertilization. Okay, well, there's a breakthrough, and I know a lot of you are going to stop when you see the next part, a breakthrough using three-person DNA. Now, this has already happened. This three-person DNA has led to 8 babies being born free of any genetic disease. Now, this happened over in the United Kingdom, so we'll have to have Mark Sutherland talk about this when he's on. But the United Kingdom doctors have reported...
Maybe he's one of them.
The United Kingdom doctors have reported 8 healthy birth via this innovative DNA-enhanced IVF. This is a groundbreaking technique aimed to prevent children from inheriting severe, incurable, say it, David,
mitochondrial
diseases from their mothers. So Newcastle University has announced that all eight babies are free of that DNA disease. The babies were born to seven mothers at high risk of passing on severe DNA diseases. They gave birth to eight babies, four girls and four boys, including identical twins. Now, I'm going to ask you a real quick question, David. Do you have a problem with their three adults being involved in one baby being born?
Yeah, it's not really the plan. So you could run into a lot of problems, but they took a piece of the bad DNA out, and then they took a good one from this other mother and said, okay, use this one instead. Mm-hmm. It's like, so if I got a box of crayons and the purple one's broken, then you're going to go into your box and give me the unbroken purple crayon. Mm-hmm. That's their idea. Mm-hmm. The problem is, it affects so much other stuff because now that DNA is, it's not native. And if anyone who's had any kind of a transplant, you know, your body rejects any foreign DNA. Mm-hmm. So even though it's this baby was fertilized with two different people, that's the DNA it does. So if you take that one little, even a teeny little, you know, two letters out, mm-hmm. of the DNA out of the 3.2 billion. Mm-hmm. If you take that out and you put in someone else's DNA, the rest of the DNA is not going to recognize it. Okay? And it's going to say, that doesn't belong here. So on the surface, they say, oh, yeah, look, they're born free of this genetic disease. But what about all the rest of the diseases?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about just rejecting the DNA? What's going to happen later on down the road? You don't know. All you did, that's like, that there's a lot of things you can use as a template, but like I'm too tall to get through here. So if I cut my feet off, then I'll be short enough and I'll be able to get through. Look, I solved the problem. No, now you don't have any feet.
Right.
So you might have solved the one problem. I was too tall, but now you don't have any feet, so you can't walk around. So that's what's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. But more than that, what really is terrifying is what the Nephilim already did in the past. And that's, hey, we did it with human DNA. Why don't we do it with frog DNA?
And that's being done.
Maybe we'll
too.
Give them frog legs and they can jump really far.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's being done.
Why
too.
Don't we give them an alligator mouth?
Yeah.
They're already doing it with pig hearts. Yeah. They're already doing that because, pigs have similar organ structures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've talked about CRISPR on here a couple of times, and mm-hmm. you guys can still look that up, CRISPR, just leave the E off, and that CRISPR technology is gene editing. So, again, we're going to have another show on this kind of stuff because it's happening right now, and I feel like, again, that this is like as in the days of Noah. So shall we? Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
Because you combine this new thing here, and you combine it with CRISPR, and then you combine it with some very evil people, political or scientific, take your pick, both. Before you know it, you have got new Nephilim, you've got new giants, you've got, I guess my initial question on all this, and if any of you know these people over there in England, please understand, I don't know what's going to happen for real. Okay, I have no idea what the impact is going to be, but I do know that God's not going to like this one. The IVF thing, yeah, okay, I can see that. If people are really really having trouble, I can see that one. But if you introduce a third party into it, God is not going to endorse that one. I just don't see it. So my question to you is, David, are those kids, as they grow up, are they going to find out that they're not really of the human race, that they've been disqualified, or what?
But I don't know. With a third person, if it's a human DNA, mm-hmm. that's a really good question. I know if they start putting the third strand DNA, which they're talking about, mm-hmm. hey, we'll just make our own DNA strand we'll put in there. Or if they start mixing them with animals, 100% they're not. Because mm-hmm. yeah. you got to remember, the spirits of the Nephilim are locked up in the abyss for now.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
they won't be coming out. Revelation talks about opening the abyss, and here they come. Mm-hmm. They're going to need bodies because they're essentially half human. So they're going to look for bodies, just like they did with the pigs, mm-hmm. and they do with the demonite and legion and all that stuff. They're going to need bodies. That's what they're trying to do now. Let's play with the DNA, tell them it's for their own good. But once they perfect something, they're going to say, oh, by the way, thanks. We're going to take your body now, put mm-hmm. your spirit somewhere in the back and take over. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens with people that are possessed. They feel like, oh, I was just in the corner. I couldn't control anything. The demon was controlling my whole body. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen with these people. They're going to be, just taken over, because that's what the fallen angel technology wants. Is new bodies for their babies, which are stuck in the abyss for the last 4,000 years.
I totally agree. So, again, we will be talking about that in a future show, because I've got a lot of information on it that you guys are going to really like. But for today, the final word here is the beginning of SARS. All these are the beginning of SARS. That's verse 8. We are not yet in the great tribulation, but the earth is groaning, and the warning sirens are sounding. The Greek word for SARS is, what is that, David? Odinone or something? O-I-D-I-N-O-N?
Odinone.
Okay.
Odinone.
Which literally translates into birth pangs. The earth is in travail and something is about to be born. These pangs are increasing in frequency, pain, and intensity, just as labor increases before delivery. Jesus declared these signs as the prelude to his return, not to instill fear, but to awaken his people. And in Matthew 24:42, it says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." So the very last thing I got for you guys today is the prophetic call to action, which is to stand firm in truth, regardless of persecution, discern deception by grounding yourself in Scripture, proclaim Christ boldly while there's still time, and prepare for greater tribulation. But look up, for your redemption draws near. Lastly, let this report echo the words of Jesus Christ. Be not troubled. Your King is coming. David, with that, I'm going to turn over the last minute and a half for you.
Yeah, I think the prophetic call to action, that's a good one. Where did it go? It's over here somewhere. See, made me lose my brain here. Is that in my list? I got it. There we go. Regardless of the persecution, I wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. Remember Paul? So yes. Paul, he was like, beaten with the whip. 3 times at 39 stripes. Mm-hmm. He's stranded at sea. He was out in the deep for a day and a night. So he's just floating around the ocean for a whole day and a whole night with no land around or nothing. He was stoned to death, I think, 3 times as well. And then he's like, oh, this light affliction, this temporary light affliction.
That's it.
So, stand firm in the truth and know, listen, it's the end is coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming. And this is very temporary. Do not let the devil steal that, no matter how much he has his people try and terrorize you.
Right.
The bottom line is Jesus will return, and you'll be so glad that you did. Don't be scared. Jesus is coming, and he is the King, and he's going to rule and reign first for 1,000 years. And then he's going to melt everything down and start all over with a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. And you're not going to want to miss it. The Lord willing, we'll see you guys next time.
You've been listening to The Last Christian Radio Show, where biblical truth meets headline reality, and prophecy is never fiction. We're on the air every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, boldly proclaiming the gospel and warning a world on the brink. But we can't do it alone. Your support makes the mission possible to speak the truth, reach the lost, and prepare the world for the return of Jesus Christ. Visit lastchristian.net and help us continue broadcasting the unfiltered, uncensored truth to the nations. Whether it's a one-time gift or by shopping through our trusted partners, every action you take fuels the message. So stay informed, stay bold, and above all, stay ready, because the trumpet could sound at any moment. Until next time, good night and God bless.